A defunct quarry that is set to reopen just southwest of Hagersville, Ontario, has been a topic of discussion for Six Nations elected council. Back in April, elected council approved to enter into a financial agreement subject to community engagement with sand and gravel supplier Brant Aggregates Limited, who plan on reopening the Hagersville quarry site. So here to talk to me about the project is Peter Graham, consultation supervisor for Six Nations consultation and accommodation process team. So thank you very much for doing this today, Peter.
Oh, thank you for having me, Andy.
So to start us off, can you explain what phase this project is currently in and if the work has been approved to begin and just the timeline for that?
Yeah, so there's been no boots on the ground, so to speak. They still have not received their license. The consultation process with us is occurring before that's in place. At the end of the day, it will depend on ministry approval. I would think that there's a possibility of work getting underway next year.
And can you explain the work that's going to be done by Brant Aggregates Limited if they receive this license and detail what kind of financial compensation Six Nations will be able to receive from the project?
Yeah, so the type of work is it's gravel. Purely, and it's also good to note that the work is all occurring above the water table. So if you look at the location of what's sometimes called the Hagersville Quarry, which will be reopening, it's just southwest of Hagersville. And if you're looking at Google Maps or something, you'll see in that immediate area, all these artificial lakes or ponds. And those are typically by, other aggregate operators that would dig down below the water table. And so they're forced to basically having it as, a water body going forward. As I say, this is not. So instead of, in 30 years, looking at Google Map, you will not see an artificial lake there. Instead, there'll be a variety of, ponds, wetlands, forests, and the like. This agreement with elected council has Six Nations receiving 10 cents a ton for all aggregate that's extracted. And there's approximately 14.5 million tons of gravel, which will lead to approximately 1.4 million in revenue. And that is more than the province of Ontario will receive. The company has also agreed to work with Six Nations to provide employment opportunities and procurement opportunities.
Can you speak to where those extra funds may go towards in the Six Nations community?
Yeah, in this case, I don't know. I assume it would be probably put into general revenue. Long term, we hope to get more and more aggregate companies on board. We believe roads, water hookups, and new housing will be the priorities from that funding.
And like I said in the intro, this has been approved by Six Nations elected council subject to community engagement, and you guys held a Facebook Live session last week. Can you talk about the kind of feedback that council is looking for and what that feedback will help determine for this project?
Yeah, one is just what community members think about this agreement. But a lot of the feedback we're looking is just, in general, views of the aggregates, views of the aggregate industry, what kind of environmental regulations above and beyond those minimal guidelines they should adhere to, that sort of thing.
You spoke on the amount of revenue Six Nations could have coming back into the community, and you talked about all the different aggregate pits in southern Ontario. Is that something that Six Nations is looking at and hoping to find other projects like this to enter into?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really been a long struggle. There was definitely a spike of activity around the 2010s. At that time, we were trying to have a dollar per ton of revenue. And unfortunately, the companies basically refused to meet with us. They have this association called the Ontario Sand and Gravel Association, and they basically works collectively to put pressure on all aggregate operators not to contribute any money to First Nations. So this association basically instructed its members not to attend such meetings. Their line is that they're pushing for a levy province-wide that'll apply to all aggregate operations with the money going to First Nations. You know, sounds good, but they've been saying that's the only route for over a decade now. And it certainly worked to their benefit, i.e. they haven't had to, by and large, pay out money to First Nations at all, whatsoever. And, you know, they use that to try to avoid discussing financial accommodations or contributions. The line is basically everyone pays or no one pays. So it's been really difficult getting around that. And, you know, I just met with a company last week. And the same line, you know, we're pushing, we're working hard, lobbying the province to get that levy. But aggregate companies have a lot of pull. And they've been able to get favorable legislation. But mysteriously, this Ontario-wide levy, which they've been allegedly trying so hard to obtain, there's been no progress whatsoever.
And do you think there's any way to counter that from a Six Nations or First Nations perspective to get things to a point where engaging with First Nations community is just something that's part of the process?
Well, there has been, you know, a bit of help. In 2017, there was a court ruling, Saugeen First Nation versus Ontario, which basically determines, you know, what the aggregate companies are trying to pass off as consultation is inadequate. But in my perspective, you know, the companies haven't really changed much. So I think it's important, certainly from a community level, you know, the more voices that are able to get out there saying, hey, you know, this is treaty territory. You know, you can't hunt, you can't fish, you can't harvest when, you know, an aggregate pit is being built. And there needs to be compensation for that.
Can you talk about how this deal came about and how Six Nations was able to come up with a way to enter into an agreement to be financially compensated for the work on this project?
Yeah, so the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, as with all cases, alerted us that, you know, a license was pending. You know, the Six Nations consider consultation complete. As in all cases, we responded, no, it is not complete. We reached out to them. You know, I believe the company was in a time-sensitive position, and it seemed we would have been able to slow things down enough for them that it was more advantageous of them to agree to the 10 cents than to kind of, you know, stall, play it out, and, you know, have things go on in a circle for a couple of years.
And just lastly, I know you guys will be hosting another community engagement session in person at the Gathering Place by the Grand on Monday, September 18th. Can you just detail what community members can expect when they attend next week?
Yeah, they're great. So they can expect, you know, information about, you know, the aggregate industry in particular, what's contained in this agreement. Also, you know, how the duty to consult, you know, we haven't mentioned it, you know, directly, how that plays out, you know, basically emphasizing, you know, at the end of the day, unfortunately, neither the company nor, you know, the province is obligated to go through these agreements. Just, you know, just outlining that, you know, general terrain as well as the specifics. We'll also have surveys that we encourage members to fill out in return for a $10 gift certificate, where they can, you know, give their opinion both on the quarry, the aggregate industry, and how elected council is responding to that. We also expect to have a good dinner provided for the guests.
All right, Peter, thank you very much for doing this, and best of luck on this project moving forward.
Thank you, Andy.